Bienvenido, mi gente. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Let's Talk Mierda, an audio diary with Jeff Ray. Okay, so today's episode will be covering the 9th annual Pasteles competition that occurred on November 18th, 2023. In this competition, we spoke with a bunch of people who had been to the competition before, who stopped by my little booth desk to share some food and share some words on East Harlem. The event took place at El Barrio's Art Space, which is located on 99th Street between 3rd and 2nd Avenue, and specifically at 215 East 99th Street. This was a great experience for so many reasons. I was able to learn a lot about the process of the competition. I was able to meet so many people. I was able to meet people who were just there at the competition, some people whose kids were judges. Some of the judges actually stopped by also to speak to me. And you'll hear from some of them in this upcoming episode. But most importantly, you'll hear from regular people. I try to make it a point to try to capture, first of all, it's difficult to get people to talk to you. It depends on the, demographic and stuff like that. But I was able to get a bunch of, older Spanish women and men to come chat about Pasteles competition and what they thought about the whole process. So thank you for tuning in. I know this is a much... I wouldn't say anticipated, but this has been an episode that I've been wanting to put out for a while. I know we're at the beginning of the episode. However, if you follow me on social media, you should know that Chef Ray Pasteles won second place in the multicultural section at the 9th annual Universal Pastele competition of 2023. So, in case you didn't know that my pasteles were amazing, I now have actual proof of a bunch of people who actually can vouch for that. So, enjoy the episode. Hit me up. Let me know what you think. And enjoy the show. Bienvenido, mi gente. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Let's Talk Mierda, an audio diary with Jeffrey. We're coming to you live from the 9th annual Pasteles Contest 2023. I don't know if I'm yelling really loud, I'm just testing the volume right now. Hello, hello. Alright, we have Mr. Leroy. Hi, Leroy.
Hi.
Where are you visiting us from?
I'm visiting from the Bronx.
From the Bronx, okay. So we are here at the 9th annual Pasteles Contest. Can you tell everyone what you thought about Chef Ray Pasteles and how you heard about this competition?
Well, I've been coming here for some years now, following my fiance, and she's really the one, the main Pasteles person that knows all about it. Myself, I just eat a little bit, taste a little bit, and I keep it moving. But being I had bacalao this week, and I never tasted bacalao in a pastela, and I just tasted it, and it was amazing.
Thank you.
So I got a half a dozen.
We appreciate you.
The main thing in part of my ministry is supporting community. Any community, I'll support no matter what. But this Pasteles is really good, and I'm going to enjoy that, and I might not even share it with my fiance because she liked the pork yuca one.
Well, good. More for you. Thank you for sharing your opinion with us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it. I'm going to never have it.
All right. We have someone else interviewing today. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Rosa. My name is Rosa Vargas. I grew up in East Harlem on 103rd Street.
Hey. Nice. I grew up in East Harlem too.
Oh, okay,
128th
cool.
And 1st. Well, I guess I'm just telling the world, but yeah. How did you hear about this event?
I think it was Instagram and my niece. My niece, she's part of, I think, she's a judge.
Oh, nice.
Judging, yeah, Valerie.
Nice, nice.
So.
So you've been to how many of these?
This is the third one.
Nice. What's your favorite part?
Well, I've seen my neighborhood friends, and seeing how everything is just growing so beautifully in East Harlem.
Yeah.
And just, you know, being with some nice people and eating some good food.
Speaking of good food, what did you think of my pasteles?
I actually love the meat, right? That's regular, that's what, pork?
Chicken?
No, that was the chicken, yes. I tasted the chicken and the bacalao. I was sold on the bacalao. I'm a bacalao girl, so I was sold on that. So now I'm buying six.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for your opinion, and you're going to be on the show, so hopefully you get to hear it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have another... No, it's not live.
Oh, good.
We have another guest here. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Natalie, and I'm from the Bronx, New York.
Hey, the boogie down Bronx.
But originally from Brooklyn, so I'm a Brooklyn and Bronx Puerto Rican.
I love that.
A New Yorker, actually.
So how often have you been coming to these pasteles contests?
Believe it or not, this is my first pasteles contest because I always miss it because it's at the busy time of the year.
Yeah.
Pero mi esposo me dijo, oh, it's today. And then I saw something that was December 3rd. But I was at Comité Noviembre in the Bronx at Hostos. And I met a friend and he said, no, it's today. So
it's
get your ass
today.
Down there.
Yeah.
Yes. So here I am.
Wonderful. So last question. Tell me how you felt about Chef Ray Pasteles.
The Chef Ray Pasteles were delicioso.
Thank you.
And I love the masa de yuca. And I had never had the bacalao before.
Yes.
And I had to have it. It was delicious. I had more than one sample. And I bought some. And I'm going to be very, very happy for the holidays. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, shout out to the Bronx.
Yes. And Brooklyn.
And Puerto Rico. Yes. Thank you
and
so
you
much.
Guys, thank you so much. Delicious, delicious.
Thank you. So, we appreciate you so much.
You too. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
holidays,
yes.
Take care.
Take care.
I'm going to do a little mini interview.
So we are back with another guest talking about my pastel. What's your name? Where are you from?
So my name is Jackie, and I am from Brooklyn, New York, Los Sures, Williamsburg, in the house. Hey, thank you. Yes.
So how did you hear about this event, and have you been here before?
Okay, so this is my very first time that I come to the Barrio Art Space. I was told about this pasteles competition event because my daughter is a judge, so she's stuffing her face with pasteles. I envy her, though.
Yeah, she's the lucky one.
Very lucky. So she asked me to come. She invited me. She's like, Mom, I think you would like it. And I love it.
Yes.
Good. Love my people. Love my community. Yes.
What's your relationship to pasteles? How did you grow up with it?
So I grew up with the traditional pasteles, you know, pork, olives. Be careful with raisins. I mean, they're treacherous. I don't think they should be there.
I agree.
But I grew up with those, all right? And I am a child of the 60s. So you know the way abuelita would make those pasteles where you will guayar, 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 and blood will come out your fingers?
That is me. That is definitely the super traditional way to do that. And I've felt that pain.
Yes.
It's so
the
bad.
Added flavor.
So most importantly, what did you think about Chef Ray Pasteles?
Okay, so I had the pastele de yuca with chicken.
Yep.
And I have to say, if you could see me now, my thumbs are up, baby. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for stopping and chatting with us. You're going to be on the show.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
I appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Woo! I live once.
All right, we have someone else here. Tell me your name and where you're from.
Awesome. My name is Shirley, and I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Hi, Shirley. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
How did you hear about this event?
My friend's the DJ here, so he posted it up, and so I needed to show up and support. And I'm also a fan of pasteles and in the market of purchasing it because the holidays are near and dear to us.
Yes, Thanksgiving is next week at this point. What is your relationship to pasteles? How did you grow up with it?
Oh, We grew up in like a typical Puerto Rican household. You know, the your titis were all lined up on the table, and you're the little kid on the side wanting to be in the mix because you know they were cooking the pasteles while gossiping at the same time. So
right. A little bit of wine, a little something.
Yes. So while I was picking up a tray, like maybe guayando, like yeah. They give the little child the guayan part because nobody wanted to do that. Yeah. I was in the mix while they were talking their tea.
Their shit. They were talking their shit.
So that's my love for pasteles because of that.
I love that. That's a tradition I love about this. And did you get to try the Chef Ray pasteles?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes,
tell me
I
what
did.
You thought about
I
it.
I thought it was very savory. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And they also have Venmo, so this is where I think I'm going to do my stop when I need
yes.
to
pay.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yes.
I love that. Thank you guys both so much
Thank
for your
you.
Energy, for the vibe.
Likewise. Thank you for the great pasteles.
Of course, of course. Mm-hmm. Right, so come back.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, we are back with another guest. Please tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is Barbara Medina, and I am from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Hi, Barbara. Which part of the Bronx?
Well, I've lived in all of them. I was born there, so I've been in the South, the East, the North.
North, South, East, West.
Now I'm in the East.
Nice. That's not the 6th train.
That is, yeah. I'm by the water where the ferry is.
That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful
view.
There's
a pool there, a floating pool, no?
No, that's not the site. Okay. That's the other site.
Well, beautiful. Tell me how you heard about this competition today.
Well, this is the first time that I came over to this pasteles competition in El Barrio at the Art Space. And I'm tasting all these delicious pasteles, and yours was unique.
Thank you.
Because Thank you. I never tasted a pastel de bacalao.
Yeah. That's right.
So pescatarians out there,
hit me up.
It was delicious. It was very different. And I love your shirts and your hats.
Thank you.
I can say that?
See, let's talk really. Say shame.
Oh my God. Let me tell you, I love this. I resonated with this because his shirt and his t-shirt and your t-shirt says, let's talk mierda. That's what we usually talk,
all
right?
All the time. We talk shit every time. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with my pastele.
Well, thank you for sharing.
And
this
I
is
want
a,
you to have
a unique one.
Because I will make ordinance for you.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Wait, what
okay,
are we
Okay, we have another guest here. Can you please tell us your name and where you're from?
My name is BG. My parents are from Humacao, Puerto Rico, but I am a Bronxite.
Nice.
I was born and raised in the Bronx.
BG?
BG.
Nice to meet you, BG.
Thank
How
you.
Did you hear about today's event?
Through this friend right here. She told me about it, sent me the flyer.
Barbara,
yes. Yes, yes, yes.
She just told us what she thought, how she got here today.
Okay.
So she's dragging a bunch of people here.
She is. And this is a wonderful event.
First time?
My first time here. So I want to wish you miracles, blessings, and wonders.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen.
You.
Amen. 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 This is beautiful.
So tell me what you thought about Chef Ray Pastel.
Good.
Good
question. I've had gooder.
What did you like?
That's terrible. The taste.
Okay.
The consistency was a little, and I told her, and she took it as good criticism, constructive.
Yeah.
But the taste is delicious. Just a little too, not so sweet enough. Maybe.
Okay.
What are you saying? What is that? How you found it?
No.
So don't put words in my mouth.
That's
no, but that's not what I'm saying. But they were good. They were good. They're
Thank
all good.
You.
They're
Thank
all
you.
Good. And I wish them all well. And I wish them all blessings.
Did you get to go upstairs and try the other ones? Or try any other ones?
They don't have any to try upstairs.
Okay.
They're all down here. She said eventually after the judges taste and choose the winner, then we'll be able to taste all of them. They just want to keep us here till the end.
Right. Until there's so many people here.
But the music is good, the people are good. It's a wonderful event.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
You're
well,
welcome.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
You're very welcome. What is your name?
Chef Ray.
Chef Ray?
Yeah, that's
Ray. Mira, se
llama
Ray.
Chef Ray.
Yes.
Ella conoce los Reyes.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so we have another guest here. Can you please tell us your name and where you're from?
You have to get really close to the phone. My name is Christina, and I am representing New York. I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Ow, you're.
So tell me, how did you hear about this event?
I heard about this event through our mutual friend, Angel.
Hi. And have you had pasteles before?
I have. I'm Puerto Rican and Dominican. We grew up with that.
So tell me, what's your relationship with pasteles?
For me, it's definitely a comfort food. It always makes me think of the holidays and my grandmother making them, and it was something I always looked forward to.
Did you make them?
I've never made them myself, but I used to watch her making them growing up.
Ah, nice. And it looked hard, right?
Hell yeah! That's a lot of work!
It is a bunch of work. So tell me, what did you think about Chef Ray Pasteles?
They were so delectable, perfect mouthfeel. It was just so delicious. It's something that I would recommend to everybody. Like, amazing. They're so tasty.
I love that. You hear that, world?
Get on it. Get some of Ray's Pasteles.
All right. Thank you for stopping by. And thank you for coming to the event.
Bye.
All right. We have yet another guest. Please tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Angel, originally from the Dominican Republic. De lo mio.
Well, I mean, everyone should remember who Angel is.
He was on Duh, the show bitch, I was here in the beginning.
Exactly.
For legal reasons, I left.
So tell me, how did you hear about this event, even though it's pretty obvious?
I mean, we both know how I heard about it, but nevertheless, I heard about it from you, and I wanted to come out and support those of you who are not here supporting. You're being judged harshly. You look terrible at home.
So thank you for coming and making this trip out here. Tell me what, I know you've had my pasteles before, but tell everyone else what you think about it.
I think they were good. They're moist. I actually don't think they need any ketchup, which is surprising for me because I love a condiment. That was enjoyable. I feel like they're fluffy. They're light. I feel like there's enough. These are the kind of pasteles you can genuinely have just about anywhere. I feel like a lot of pasteles, that's not always the case. Everyone thinks they make them good, and half the time I'm like, this is not for me. But they're good. They're very, very moist. They're delicious, well seasoned, and you get a good sized portion. And 6 for $25, bitch, you're not getting a better deal.
Exactly. All right. Thank you so much. Wait, you already told me what you thought about pasteles.
Yeah, they were perfect. Everyone, go listen to Let's Talk Mielda. Do not forget. Go listen and go watch the videos. He has great content. Support, support, support. If you're not supporting, you're either a racist or a homophobe.
That is fantastic. So
you're part of the problem.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, and you're probably gonna come back soon.
I am. You guys will hear from me at some point, I promise.
Bye.
Bye. Hasta luego.
Okay, we are back with another guest. Please tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Maria Teresa Mariposa Fernandez. You can call me Mariposa for short.
Very nice.
I'm from the Boogie Down Bronx, Puerto Ricana.
And how did you hear about this event?
Through the host, Taina, invited me to be a celebrity judge.
I love Taina.
Yes, I love her too.
I used to tutor her kids when I was a lot younger. Many, many years ago.
Wow, so you go back.
Yeah, nice. I grew up in this neighborhood. We run into each other every now and then.
Oh, cool.
I randomly ran into her this year at a bike event in East Harlem. And that's where I learned about the competition.
Oh, nice.
And I've been doing this for a little over a year.
Congratulations. So, I just followed you.
Yes. And my most famous one is the Chef Ray Pasteles de Bacalao. So you should be tasting that since you're a judge upstairs.
I can't wait to taste it. So far, we've only tasted the traditional pasteles. I can't wait for the next round. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, this is a multicultural one. So you tasted my pasteles. Tell me what you think.
I loved it. I appreciate pasteles made out of yuca. Some people don't like the texture. I do.
Me too.
I like it. And I also I asked for a second bite, so that is proof in the masa. Get it?
Yes. So tell me something else about what's unique about you that you told me before, that about your sense of smell, what you did for your family.
Oh, so I proudly can say that I have the most heightened sense of smell in my entire family. And smell and taste is very much connected.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. So my mother would always make sure that I was around when she would make the masa. And when my grandmother, this was years after my grandmother had passed away, but when my grandmother passed away, she didn't write. Of course, the recipe was never written down. And so with my titiana, my mom and my titiana, after, you know, together they remembered. But they remember through tasting, because your taste is connected to your memory. And the pasteles is really about community and family, and it's important, I think, that the ritual, that the process is done together. And that togetherness is a part of what maintains the culture. You know, even though, you know, we live under capitalism, we're forced to participate, you know, so that we can survive, and it becomes a commodity. But I love that you're here with your twin sister. And your brother. And that for me, like, really speaks to me, and it touches my soul, because I feel like, all right, like, this is really family, and, you know, these are special. So I will definitely, I will support you in your business.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think that it's important. You can't make pasteles alone. I mean, of course you could, but it's not the same, right? How would it be without having another person tasting? You know, it's, and that's what I'm tasting actually upstairs.
Yeah,
I'm tasting. Well, I'm also tasting the lack thereof. Sorry, not everybody gets a 10.
That's true.
Sorry.
Well, I can't wait to see how I favor in the multicultural category, which should be coming soon.
Yes, very soon. And for your listeners, I'm a poet. You can follow me at La Poeta Mariposa. And I have a special poem called La Navidad con mi Abuela that, I don't know, invite me back. This segment is getting too long, but invite me back and I will recite
them. We can have a long conversation.
Sure, and tell me how you started your podcast, and give me some tips, because I would like to do that too.
Happy to share what I know.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As you just heard, I met up with a bunch of people from East Harlem, from Brooklyn, Puerto Rican, and a bunch of people who were supporting the community, the space, and the pasteles tradition. It's very beautiful to hear these stories and hear what people have to say about not only Chef Ray Pasteles, but their relationship to pasteles in general, because this goes beyond me and my pasteles. That's just one version of many. You know, they're a bunch of other people stopped by who didn't record anything and mentioned, you know, Jamaicans have a traditional one, pastele, that's also folded, but it's sweet. It's not savory. So everyone has their own version out there. And I'm so happy we were able to celebrate all the different versions at this pastele competition. You know, just to give you an understanding of how many people actually joined, you know, everyone was welcome to join this competition. You could be a home cook, you could be a home chef, you can be a restaurant. Some restaurants joined this competition and they didn't win. So there were over 50-ish entries. So, and I went up against restaurants. I just want to also say that. Yeah, it was a great experience. There is another pastele competition in the springtime, but that's only if you won in the fall, so I can join that. But I would love to come back and submit another version of Chef Ray Pasteles, whatever that may be, next year. But thank you for tuning into this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. And like, share, and subscribe. All right. Until next time. Hasta luego.